Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Tuesday, June 30th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. A measure to reinstall funding for national park maintenance has wide support in Congress. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, it may not be enough to get over the finish line before the country's 250th birthday.
Many parks are desperate for road repairs or campground upgrades, but annual budgets only cover so much, racking up a multi-billion dollar backlog of what's known as deferred maintenance. Paul Kusam with the National Park Foundation says in 2020, Congress unlocked a big fix. The Great American Outdoors Act included the Legacy Restoration Fund, $9.5 billion for things like a major bridge at Yellowstone, and
improving historic structures, improving park ranger housing. And that's a project that is happening at Great Sand Dunes in Colorado.
Last year, lawmakers failed to renew the fund, but now there's a big bipartisan push to revive it. House and Senate committees signed off unanimously. President Trump reportedly wanted to sign it before July 4th, but that's not likely as the Senate has taken off for the holiday. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Oil and gas companies pay bonds when they lease federal parcels, ensuring they clean up and restore the land when a well is retired to prevent pollution. Wyoming State Orphaned Wells Program estimates that it costs between $5,000 and $7,000 to do that. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yanez reports the Bureau of Land Management wants to reduce that bond cost.
The BLM wants to reduce those bonds from $125,000 for an individual lease to just $10,000. Operators that own many wells in one state pay $500,000 in bonds, which would be reduced to just $25,000. Autumn Hanna is with nonpartisan budget watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense.
Every well eventually stops producing. Every well eventually must be plugged and reclaimed. The question is whether those costs will be paid by the companies that profited from their development or by taxpayers.
Orphaned wells can contaminate air and water with oil, gas, and toxic chemicals if not addressed. Critics say the rule change runs the risk of more wells being orphaned across the West. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
Snow has closed the Beartooth Highway at the Montana-Wyoming state line. U.S. Highway 212 connects Red Lodge in south-central Montana through northern Wyoming to the northeast entrance to Yellowstone National Park. The Beartooth Plateau reaches heights of nearly 11,000 feet and can experience snow at any time, even in the summer. The Wyoming and Montana Highway Departments remind motorists to stop at barricades and to check current road conditions at 511mt.net or map.wyoroad.info. The nation's 575 federally recognized tribes are now eligible for conservation grants from the National Park Service. As Gabriel Pietrazio reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, a new digital tool is designed to help them navigate the bureaucracy.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund has been around since 1964.
It receives about $900 million each year from offshore oil and gas royalties, not taxpayer dollars, to support conservation and outdoor recreation nationwide. And yet I had never heard of the program.
Starlin Rose Miller is from the Little Shell Chippewa Tribe of Montana. She's with the nonprofit Wilderness Society, which launched the new online hub.
Tribal governments are so busy, we thought if we could put a hub up designed in partnership with indigenous-led orgs, agencies, nonprofits, that it could be helpful.
The fund has aided more than 47,000 projects in nearly every county nationwide. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.
Wildfire smoke is associated with a growing list of health impacts. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports, new research now ties it to reproductive harm in bulls.
The cattle business is big in the West, and breeding facilities are an important part of it. In a new paper, researchers found that for every smoke day, the chances of bull sperm samples being discarded for quality issues rose 4%. Study co-author and Colorado State University professor Cheryl Magsman says that's a small but still significant result.
These small increases add up, especially to the bottom line of a facility, because smoke, we know in the Mountain West, is now an all-year occurrence.
Magsman also points out that animals are often used as so-called sentinel species for health impacts in humans.
What happens when you get exposed season in and season out? What happens to people that are exposed as an occupational hazard?
Additional research is underway looking at reproductive health impacts to wildland firefighters. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
And here's Ivy Engel with some good news from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Two European exchange students made sure they got the full high school experience before they headed home. The Riverton Ranger reports German Emma Moore and Austrian Fiona Stahlbaum competed in several sports and clubs that aren't offered in their home countries. They even asked their teachers to kindly write them detention slips so they could see if it was really like it looks in the movies. They decided it's not nearly as cool. Two high school students will soon have a customized ride thanks to their own hard work. The Sheridan Press reports Alex Osborne and Ryder Dillaway built a drift boat throughout the last school year, saving a lot of money on something they've been able to tweak to their liking. The Sheridan High School welding and machine shop students also built the trailer and oar locks for the boat. A popular true crime podcast is tackling a case that has Wyoming origins. The Powell Tribune reports the newest season of Dr. Death explores the multiple allegations against Dr. John Henry Schneider. They range from misconduct, contributing to the death of a patient, hiding assets from a federal bankruptcy court, and more. Schneider practiced as a neurosurgeon in Cody over a decade ago. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What was the first national forest in the United States? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what is Wyoming's state tree? The Wyoming State Legislature named the Plains Cottonwood as the state tree on February 1, 1947. Congratulations to Jerry Andrews, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and check in again tomorrow.